Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, or good afternoon, better yet.
This is Gary Wimmer on Psychics Gone Wild. We're glad to have you folks tuning in this afternoon for a beautiful October 21st. I wanted to introduce myself. My name is Gary L. Wimmer. That's a song I wrote many years ago. Certainly not the greatest singer, but I thought you'd like the song. I'm here with our co-host, Bonnie Albers, who's a specialist on love and relationships and sexuality and so forth. We're both psychics. I do readings with regular playing cards, with just intuition, and with a system called lithomancy, which is what I'll be giving some readings this afternoon with. In a nutshell, lithomancy is a art of reading patterns in stones. I use 16 stones, Sun through Pluto, that's 10 planet stones, and 6 stones on life. And I drop them into a circle, little piece of leather that's about 14 inches in diameter, thin piece of leather. It represents the environment. When I drop the stones, or when I'm on the phone, I ask the client, the subject, to say drop. I drop the stones. I read them like a clock. Covers 3 months. And you can find out about this on my website, GaryWimmer.com, GaryWimmer.com. And you can find a lot about me and my co-host, my beautiful, loving co-host, Bonnie Albers, on Psychics Gone Wild. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce Bonnie. Bonnie, are you there, my dear?
I am here, Gary, and thank you so much for that beautiful, of course, wonderful song that you sang there and for my introduction. But I'd like to say hello to everyone. Happy Monday. Mondays are always my favorite because we're on the air. Anyway, what I do is I am a specialist in love, romance, relationships, and sexual issues. And I am also psychic and intuitive, and I also am a medium. I love doing questions, so if you have anything on romance, relationship, and love, I'm your girl. And you can also find me on my website, which is BonnieAlbers.com, or a coach for life, the four being the number four.com. And I would love you to even just write me and tell Gary and I what you'd like us to talk about or hear if you can. And please visit both of us. We have a lot to offer you. So, Gary, go ahead.
Well, thank you very much, Sister Bonnie. That is indeed my sister. A couple things I wanted to mention here. We are on Blog Talk Radio, and it does have glitches, and sometimes it has delays, and sometimes it has crackles, and that's the nature of the high-tech beast of today. A couple things I wanted to mention real quick here. If you folks are interested in learning about lithomancy, I am offering a course. You can go to psychicsgonewild.com, and down at the bottom on the left, it says a course in lithomancy. So you'll contact... you can either do it on PayPal there, or you can contact Jethro about information, or you can contact me. But it will be a course on the next couple Wednesdays at 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. Again, you can find out about it on Psychics Gone Wild. So without further ado, we have a lot of callers tonight. We're going to try and this afternoon. We're going to try and get all of them. If you want a general reading or have a specific question, let me know. If you have some question about romance, ask a specific question to Bonnie. And I wanted to mention to you all also, we both have our own shows. If we have a lot of readers this afternoon, a lot of callers, you can always get a hold of me on Thursday evening. That's blogtalkradio.com/GWIM. And you can find out about us both again through the Blog Talk Radio. And without further ado, we're going to get callers from 631, area code 631. Let me get the mic going. Are you there, 631?
Yes, I am. And I was wondering, thank you for taking my phone call. And I was wondering if I can ask you one question and Bonnie another one.
Sure. What's your name,
sweetheart? Would love that.
Sure. My name is Suzanne, and I wanted to ask Bonnie about love life. I like someone in the past. I saw him last week. I don't know if it's going anywhere. And then I went on two blind dates, and they both seem to like me, and I like them. So I don't know what's going on. What do you see with all this?
Bonnie?
Well, I love this. Oh, my goodness. Suzanne? Is it Suzanne? Am I correct?
Yes.
I love you, girl. I think this is great because I am really about dating and about really getting to know the people that you're with and getting to know them before you actually say, oh, I'm yours, and then 8 months down the road, you're stuck with no one. And I don't know why people just don't do that more often. And so I'm a big fan, and I know you don't like that too much. I think you like to find the one or just start dating one possibly, and you don't know which one it is. And that's what I'm kind of feeling. And I'm going to tell you this. All three are interested. The one that you went with last week, he is kind of a slow guy. He's not going to be real quick.
Well, I've known him a year and 9 months. He's slow and slow.
Yeah. So he, you know, but he's in there for you. And I think I like him. He's very nice, but he is going to, you know, drag his feet. But I think
I asked him last week after a year and 9 months if he wanted a relationship, and he said no.
I know. He's dragging his feet. It's not that he doesn't want a relationship. He really doesn't know how to have a relationship, Suzanne.
He doesn't want one with me. I'm a little older than him. He wants it with somebody younger, or?
No, I really don't think he wants a like I said, he's dragging his feet, and that's because he really doesn't want to make a commitment or a decision. So it's not that he doesn't like you, because I see he does. I just don't think he's not going to be he's not going to be somebody you can say, oh, in 6 months we're going to be exclusive and that's the end of it. So if that's not what you're looking for, move to the next two that you've been dating. And then other two, and you like them, they like you too. They're going to be calling you. I don't know if they have already, but they're going to be calling you for further dates. I believe that one will drop out. And then
I mention names or no?
I only see the two, and I don't really get names because you could say Chris, you could say Bob, and you could be close, and then, you know, I just don't work with names. I'm going to tell you that the two that you're dating, you'll know real quick. You're going to have a second date or however many dates with them, and one is going to be, you're going to know that's not for you. And the other one's going to stick in with you. And I think then you're going to have it's going to be, probably, I'm seeing 6 months, maybe, you will feel like you really have a nice dating, you know, you'll be feeling very comfortable in your dating life. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Now, should I still see the other one, though?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You should see all three. I started my reading by telling you.
One's going to drop out?
Yes, one's going to drop out. And then you're going to be seeing three, one will drop out, and by 6 months you will know who is your long-term, that you're going to be in comfortable. I see a very comfortable, really happy relationship. And that's in about 6 months. So you're going to have...
It's going to be with the one of the ones that I went on the date with now or the one from the past.
I think all three you're going to see again. And I think the one from the past is going to drag his feet. So if you're willing to wait, he's just not a committer. So if you're willing to wait, you know, you could keep seeing him forever. that I just don't see you committing and he committing. But I do think he likes you, and I do think if you're willing to put up with this type of a relationship, he is going to be, you know, still around. But I don't think that's what's going to happen. If you want to, my opinion, what's going to happen is one of these guys that you're seeing out of the three, one will drop out and you'll have two, and then right about the six-month mark, you will know who you're going to really feel like strongly about, and the two of you are just going to fall into like a routine dating, and you're going to be happy. So that's what I see. And I'm going to hand you, I hope that that helps you. I can't give you names, and I don't. Yeah, I'm so excited for you. I can't wait to hear from you 6 months from now. But I'm going to hand you over to Gary. Gary?
Well, we're going to go to another caller, Suzanne, because we've got a lot. So I hope you enjoyed that with Bonnie. And tune back in, girl, okay?
All right, thank you.
Yes, please let us
know,
you. Suzanne.
Thank
you. Okay.
Right, bye-bye, honey.
God bless you, girl.
God bless you, girl.
All right, we're going to get into, let's see, we're trying to get the... What number is this? Bye-bye. 956. Are you there?
Yes, hello, and thank you for having me on the show.
Yes, what's your name, sweetheart?
Yes, what's your name, sweetheart?
Hey, I'm going to ask a question about this guy that I have been talking to. I want to know if he's playing games or if he's really interested in me.
Gary, do you want me to take this one, or you want to take this one?
Go ahead and take it, girl.
Okay, because it's going to be really – now, I'm not able to hear you real well, but what you're saying is you're talking to this gentleman, and you want to know if he likes you?
I want to know if he's really interested in me or if he's playing games.
Well, I got to tell you something, and this is just from my counseling background also on what I feel. If you're asking me that question, you probably know kind of the answer. So what I'm going to tell you is this. Yes, I think he likes you. I think he's immature, and that means he's playing games. But I don't think it's because he's playing games because it's you. I think he's playing games because he's immature. Now, I don't know what age he is, so it has nothing to do with age. So what I am going to tell you is I believe there's other people involved with him, so I would be careful. And I don't think that you are going to want you might see him a few times, or you might decide you want to see him, but I don't know that it'll last. And that's because I think you're more mature than him, and he isn't going to give up his games easy. So here's my advice. If you know, I always say, and if you're not going to want to play games back, you don't want to go with a game player. I'm a game player, unfortunately. I don't mind playing some games. And then one way or the other, how it works out, it's fine. But I always like that little banter back and forth. So if you're into having a little game playing yourself, I would say go ahead for it, because he will react to that. And actually, you might get more from him if you start playing a little bit of your own game. But if you're not going to, this isn't the guy that you're going to want to see for a long time. So I hope that, you know, I do see that he likes you, so don't think that he doesn't. And I know that you are interested in him, but you're leery. And when I feel that you're leery, you know there's a reason. So here's my little bit of sparkly advice. Either play his game and play it better, or find someone else.
Okay.
Does that help you?
Yes. Thank you.
God bless
you,
girl. I just wanted to comment, being a guy, I grew up with six brothers, and one thing I can say that is in general true, you women are more complicated. You just are, and part of your life is accepting that and realizing that men in general, we're just not as complicated. We do things simpler, we kind of jump through hoops faster. Doesn't make us better at all, but when you deal with men, a lot of times what you see is what you get. Am I right about that,
you know,
Bonnie?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, Gary, I love men so much that I'm fascinated. I agree with you. And that's why I said I'm a game player too. If you're going to, I can step right up to the mark, but you are not complicated. You really, but you don't think like women, and women don't think like you. So that's the thing we try to get you all to, in order to bring you to a happy medium. we have to get you guys, women, to think like men to think like women. And that's what, in that book, I always say, men are from Mars and women are from Venus. A great book for you to understand. I've given it to doctors and they actually understand their patients better. So I agree with you, Gary. I am so with you.
It is true. It is true. We're different worlds and we teach each other different things. And having said that, we are going to take area code 240. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your name?
Hi. I just had a question. I'm going through a situation where there's a close family relative of mine who is unfortunately giving out some negative energy, being very manipulative with the family, and seems to have an issue. And the only question that I have is that I wanted to know what the underlying issue is and if it's a good idea to expose her behavior, because I just find her behavior to be very destructive within the family.
And what's your name, sweetheart?
My name's Catherine.
Catherine, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take
I'm
going to drop some stones
ahead,
for you. And tell you what I see, and concentrate on this issue that you're talking about, okay?
Okay.
So all you have to do is say drop whenever you feel it's appropriate. And I'll tell you kind of what I'm seeing about this and what it's leading to over the next couple months, okay?
Okay.
So whenever you say drop.
Drop.
There you go, girl. Well, actually, what you're learning a lot about, you've got Mercury, Mars and the Love Stone right at the top. You're learning about how to communicate a lot of things about love. Now, right in the center, you've got Uranus. So there are a lot of changes you're feeling in your life. It's almost like going from a cycle of feeling confused and unlucky and uncertain to a cycle of getting, by the second week, you're getting a lot of good balance and so forth. So what I'm feeling for you as far as communicating with these people is you kind of feel what you have to say. There's two things going on. One is letting go of stuff you can't do anything about, and sometimes people are just jerks, and sometimes you just have to let go of it and move on. And sometimes people are jerks, but they do things like, they terrorize the neighborhood, and you have to go stand strong. So what I'm feeling for you is really look at yourself and the way you want to feel about love, the way you feel about yourself, the way you feel about other people, and allow yourself to go through these changes that you're going through for empowerment, to learn this new system, to learn how to see yourself very balanced out. Because by the second and third week, a lot of this is going to be solved, and you're going to realize how much you're learning to let go of and heal things. So the specifics of how you deal with this, who you talk to, how you talk to, if you, what you say or what you let go of and just let the wind blow it out. That's your choice. But either way, if you look at it from a point of true love within yourself, what you have to give, not what other people screw with you about, but what you have to give, then I think that's going to give you the power to know what to let go of, what to address it, how
right.
to move on.
No, I understand. I've actually been very focused on myself and doing my own thing, but actually I'm finding that this person's behavior is getting to the point where it could, it's trying to jeopardize my living situation. So I'm wondering, should I have exposed this person to, because I feel that this person at this point, this creates a lot of drama, or should I let it go? I've let it go for years and just focused on myself, but I'm wondering if by doing so, I'm not setting a good boundary.
Well, I feel like that's what you're going through right now, is investigating this, looking at it, because there's no life is all a matter of compromise. There's no perfect solution to anything, because everything has another effect. But what I'm feeling about you right now, and allow yourself a day to go through this, it's been on your mind.
Should I not do it, or should I do it?
Now, do what specifically? Call.
Should I set the boundary and sort of expose this person's behavior to other family members so that there can be some boundaries set as a family, or should I let the situation just ride? Because this has been an ongoing situation with this person. So I've let it go and left it alone, but I'm wondering if I'm not if now is the time for me to step up and maybe do something about it.
Yeah, that's your gut feeling, and that's what my gut feeling is, just because it's pointing, Mars is action, it's pointing toward Mercury, and it's pointing toward the Love Stone, so it's saying, yeah, break out of your box, break out of fear, turn this into a thing that works for you. It's not evil to say, to bring up to someone, especially in a family, that, hey, this is not working, this is not right. Sometimes you have to tell people, this is not right. We wouldn't have a country here if our country didn't tell Europe or England, this is not right. So, yeah, I feel like you should bring this up. How you do it, at what pace you do it, that's you know more of the details than that than I could. So, but that's what I'm feeling for you, yeah. And you're in a position of change, going from feeling like everything's running your life to you running your life. So, yeah, the exact depth of what you go through with how much, there's too much there for me to go into in detail. I see a lot of changes happening. I see a lot of different possibilities of how you deal with this. But the main thing is, set your mind to doing what feels right. And I got a feeling you want to go forward with this communication. If that's what you feel, don't be afraid to do it. Does that help you, girl?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You too, girl. You have a good evening, or morning, or afternoon.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you,
bye,
Kathy.
Honey.
We're going to move right along again. We've got a lot of callers, and we sure are glad to have you folks in. This is area code 617.
Yes, thank you.
Hello. 617. Hi, woohoo, 617. What's your name, sweetheart?
This is Karen. How are you?
Karen,
hi,
we're doing
Karen.
Pretty good. Do you have a love
hi.
Question? Do you have a specific
yes,
question?
Yes, I do. I have a love question. It's either work or love, and this time it's actually love.
I'm going to turn you over to Bonnie.
I love that. Karen, I love love, you know, if you've listened to me. So please, just go ahead and ask me.
Well, this is in regards to a former lover who is actually trying to make a revisit back into my life. And I was wondering, should I let this person back in?
Okay, let me tell you, because I'm going to use my guides have just walked in, and they've told me the answer to that, even though that's not the answer I would give you. So I'm going to give you what my guides give me, and then
okay.
I'm going to ask you something.
My sure.
guides say that that no,
okay.
that the same issues exist. Now, I don't know what that means, and that's why I don't really love giving that first, because I always tell you, and if you probably heard me on one of the other shows, I love past lovers and past boyfriends. The only problem with them is you bring in, and it's subconsciously done, all the things you feel and look at when you had your last, you know, before you broke up or before you walked away. And you bring all that with you, and you don't consciously understand that it didn't work for a reason. So when I tell people, and when I tell people, because it's not unheard of that old boyfriends will walk in and it actually works.
Yeah.
And what I tell you is this, and this is why I wanted to ask you. What I tell you is, if you can start a new relationship, meaning that you look at him, here's an example. You were not a cheerleader in high school, and you always liked the quarterback at the football team, but he never even knew who you were. But now Facebook exists, and now you're talking. Now, he wasn't a former boyfriend, but you did know him, and now you're together for the next 30 years. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about boyfriend, girlfriends who've had issues and then try to get back together later down the road. If that is going to work, and I'm going to tell you the only way it'll work, is if you start by saying to yourself, wow, I just met him today, which is a little tough to do, or her today, is a little tough to do. But if you don't bring in your prior relationship and you like everything about him today, then he really wouldn't be a former boyfriend. He would be one you're looking at right now as a new boyfriend. Now,
that's
if you can
true.
Do that, if you can do that, I tell you to at least try. They're worth trying. It's worth trying to do. But if you're not, and why my guides are telling me no, the same issues exist, is if there are issues that you had with him or he had with you, they're going to still exist. So you either have to overlook them and start fresh, or not address, it's not going to work, because what they're telling me is that the issue still exists of why you broke up. Now, I don't mean the exact issues, but there will be issues. So what I'm going to tell you, because it can work, is if you can look at him and he look at you in a new way, I would go for it.
Even with the issues that broke us up in the first place?
Well, no. You can't go back. That's what I'm saying. They still exist. So if you can't get over those issues and he can't, you're going to subconsciously bring them into this new relationship.
Okay.
No, it won't. Then to me, I think what will happen is it will fizzle out because the same issues exist. But what I'm saying is, and what I love about old boyfriends is, it doesn't always work, and I'm going to tell you why, and that's kind of what I was saying, is if you can look at it as a new relationship, that none of those old issues exist, because they still exist. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So if you can live with that and knowing how he is and him you, then I would move forward. But if you can't and those same issues will bother you, you're going to have to look for someone else.
Okay.
All right, does that help? I hope I've helped you. I mean, I love love, and I want to tell you
sense.
To go for it.
It makes sense because it's actually – I'm sorry, what were you going to say? You were going to say something. I'm sorry.
No, it actually, like I said, it can work if you can do those things. But if you can't, and a lot of people can't because they bring baggage and old baggage back in, then I'm going to tell you, as much as I love, there's somebody out there for you that you're going to like better.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Yes,
hope
it does.
That helps you, Karen.
I hope it helps.
Yes, it does. Thank you both very, very much.
You're welcome, and we love you, and have a great evening.
You as well. Many blessings.
Thank you.
I wanted to add a couple comments that everything is a I'm hearing a little echo here. Are you hearing that, Bonnie?
Yes, I am.
I was
going to
say everything is a matter. Everything is a matter of compromise, and so whenever, especially when you talk about relationships, you can't pull the stripes off a zebra. People are going to be who they are. They're a package deal. So it's we have to accept.
There's always a reason it didn't work. Yeah, there's always a reason it didn't work, and that's just the thing. And what you know, Gary, it's really hard for people to understand that because after 10 years, they're looking at that person that the slate is wiped clean, but it really isn't. So you have to accept them for a new relationship because they still all the old problems still exist.
That's
why they
true.
Broke up, and that's
true.
That's the topic.
We have Karen online. Can you hear me, Karen?
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Gary. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Karen. Hi. What's your name? Is it Sharon?
Karen.
Karen. Hi, Karen. It's so nice to talk to you. I'm sorry I can't hear. Go ahead.
It's the blog talk glitches. Karen, would you like a general reading? Do you have a question for Bonnie? What's up, girl?
Well, you know what? I would love a general reading. How's that?
Okay. I'll tell you what. I've got these 16 stones. This is a method I use. And I charge them up. And I'm going to drop them in this circle whenever you say drop. And I'll tell you what I see, okay?
Okay. Drop.
There you go, girl. Well, it looks like you're starting to make some very good decisions about relationships, about where you want to go, about your future activity. And also feels like there's things happening from outside your environment or coming into your environment that are actually bringing you a lot of fresh ideas, fresh change. Could be people. It could be situations. But during the first week or so, you have Mars going along with the magic stone. So it shows a lot of good forward energy in the way you deal with men, the way you think with men, think about men, and the way you make your own, this whole first week or two, very balanced for yourself. You've got a lot of good energy going on for yourself. You may not realize this, but you really do. And by the second and third week here, you have things around your home to where they feel so much more balanced. The play stone is right next to the environment. It's pointing back to the magic stone. So you have this new feeling about your environment, about control over your home, your place and so forth. And by the third and fourth week here, all these things you've been planning fresh plans, new ideas, new techniques, new ways to look at relationships. They really start coming into play quite effectively, and they're giving your life this boost of almost like confirmation that the sort of the reprogramming you've done recently to allow yourself to feel balanced and move forward is working. Is this making sense to you, girl?
Yeah, because I'm married, and I just had a huge issue with what's been an ongoing pattern with my husband and other women, just as friends, but lately I intercepted something that was definitely more than friendship, but I intercepted it, and I tried to decide whether I should stay, if I'm supposed to be working this out. So in the last week, there have been things come up that I'm not 100% sure that his word is integrity and that things are over, I've had to do some healing for me.
Yeah, and it feels like the main thing to do is remember, every day, every moment, every second is a new moment. We can't go back. Whatever happened yesterday is history. But we can go forward with the knowledge of how to improve the situation. And that's why I feel like communication, the first thing I was feeling, Mercury right next to Venus, next to Neptune, is saying, yeah, don't be afraid to communicate about this because you got to bring it up. You got to talk about it. You got to get your curiosity satisfied. And that's a healthy thing, too, because it brings the truth up. And that's what you really want, and that's what you need. So, yeah, I feel like communication is the technique.
Can I communicate? Because I do ask those questions, Gary. Like a phone call came in, and she's still working at it, and the whole deal was to keep everything business and no phone calls. But she left a message, and he happened to play it by mistake in front of me, I just said, it just brings up, it seems like there's a lot of things being hidden. And so
all the more reason to remember, most things in life are a process. They're not a switch. You want to learn to type, it takes time. You want to learn to play music, it takes time. You want to make a relationship work, as Bonnie will agree, it takes time, it takes effort, it takes work. It takes looking each other in the eye and getting real, honest gut feeling about things. People can lie forever, or people can turn around and bring up the truth not only within themselves and the situation, but with the other people they're involved with. And that's why I feel like with Neptune right next to Venus, this is giving you the ability in the next week or so, you don't have to do it today, but to think outside the box, to have these fresh feelings of power rather than the feeling of confusion. Do you see what I'm saying? That's going to bring you a lot of love and return on your investment by the fourth and fifth and sixth week. And then a lot of things are going to get cleared out here by the eighth week. And from the ninth to 12th week, you'll realize how much luck you've brought to yourself because of or in spite of this. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You want to get to the truth anyway, and you might as well start today. It's not a light switch. It's something that takes time, something that, you may have to have a couple conversations. But don't be afraid to get to the core of the issue. Am I right, Bonnie? Wouldn't you agree with that?
Absolutely. I just have a few words for this caller, because Gary gave you the whole big reading and it was wonderful. I am going to tell you that if you are asking these questions and you're talking to them, I think your intuition is kicking in. And most women who are married, or even girlfriends or boyfriends, whatever sex we're talking about, have that innate intuition. You don't like what's going on, and my guides are telling me you're not exactly coming across to him as well as you might. You're afraid, and you're afraid of the consequences or what you're going to hear. And
yes.
I tell you this, sister, you need to stand up, and you need to really understand what you're saying to him, because he will dance around what he's talking about. Now, I've got to tell you, I have a lot of guy friends, and I have married 33 years. So I understand when a guy says, well, these are just friends or from work. But if something has changed, if this is not the normal for him, if this is being brought to a different level, you know it. And you need to let him know you're uncomfortable with it. And then the conversation, like Gary was saying, you need to have the conversations over and over again, because the truth will come out, and you will be able to handle what he has to say. And then the negotiations of what is going to happen will go much better for you. So don't be afraid, because I love communication. And you know what? By communication, you're going to be able to plan your life the way you really want to plan your life. So I would say don't be afraid.
Thank you.
I agree. Hope that helps you, Karen.
Oh, my God. Beautiful blessing. I love
be
you
brave.
Oh, thank you, Karen. We love
be
you
brave.
Too, Karen.
Okay.
We love you. Have a
love you, too.
And please call us back. Let us know, you know, what you're doing.
Okay. Thanks for your beautiful show. Namaste.
You too,
thank
Karen.
Thank you. We love you, too.
And again, we can only cover so much in a short reading, so if y'all are interested in a more in-depth reading, you can find us through Psychics Gone Wild, Gary Wimmer, Bonnie Albers, and we'll be glad to give you a more in-depth reading. We do appreciate you, callers, and we are moving on to, let's see, this is area code 617. Can you hear me, 617?
Hi, Gary and Bonnie, how are you?
Great.
I love you, girlfriend. I love you. Gary, this is one of my friends and a very good colleague. She has her own show. You can go ahead and tell him, because you're going to get a reading from Gary. Go ahead.
I know I am. And well, I don't like, you know, I mean,
okay.
I do a show. I don't really talk about my show on other people's shows like that. But anyway, Gary, your
yes.
Lithomancy is incredibly interesting to me. So... do you
it's
have to have us question, or do you want to...
No. In fact, I prefer just to not have any questions, because the stones pretty well indicate what's going on.
Awesome.
So what I'm going to do, and for those of y'all interested, be sure and check out Psychics Gone Wild. At the bottom of the page on the left has information about a course I'll be teaching on this. I've written a book, Lithomancy, the Psychic Art of Reading Stones. Because about 15 years ago, I couldn't find any book published on how to do this, and I learned it from a very gifted psychic in 1980.
Awesome.
Having said that, anytime you feel like saying drop it, what's your name again, sweetheart?
My name is Chris, and I've been looking for an opportunity to tell a guy to drop him. So.
Okay. Well,
I love you, Chris.
When you say drop, I'll tell you what I'll see for the next couple months, okay?
All right, okay. Drop.
There you go. Wow, you've had a lot of changes in your environment, and it's bringing you into this cycle of quite a lot of luck and emotionally good feeling. You've got the luck stone and the moon right in the center, and the moon is pointing down to the sun at 6 o'clock. And in the current week, you've got Saturn and Jupiter and the love stone. So what you're going through... is you're learning a lot about things you've been creative about, optimistic about, feeling good about, and you're learning how to turn that into like a more consistent pattern of luck. And this is something you've learned and are still learning. The first place you start feeling it is in love, in people around you, in family, and who you're with, that sort of thing. Because as you go through this first week and a half or two and really explore how you go around the barriers you see, that's Jupiter getting around Saturn. Love is the most inspiring thing. And then it brings you to the second and third week when you have a whole bunch of, like, fresh feelings just about how you're going to do relationships in general. Not only love relationships, but relationships with people, relationships with your business, relationships with the changes you've had in your environment. So the first week is really you thinking very optimistically in spite of the obstacles you see. And as you go through that from the second and third week, you feel all this empowerment as far as love in a different context that makes you feel lucky rather than drained, rather than having your environment sort of like a ship out on the ocean. Is this making sense to you?
Sure, sure.
Okay. Because by the third and fourth week, you have Venus coming into play. You have the life stone, you have the magic stone, the sun stone. So from the third and fourth and fifth week here, your life is really opening up, and it's because you've allowed yourself in this first couple days and week to reorganize how you see yourself, to see luck in a different way, to see your own aspirations as good and valid rather than the walls you hit reaching them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, awesome.
As you go through the third and fourth and fifth week, not only do you get a whole new feeling about your life and control and direction, but by the sixth to the ninth week here,
where I said earlier, the moonstone's pointing to the sun. You got all your everything's on the same page. You're not kind of scattered with this here, this there, and this here, and that's kind of the way you feel right now. Because by the end of this 3-month cycle, not only are you going to feel out how to deal with men and this man and other men and your own activities, it's going to help you let go of a lot of the fears you have and a lot of the doubts and a lot of the frustrations and a lot of the why did the past go this way. So you're not only going to get answers to these, you're going to realize by the end of this 3-month period a lot about communication, decisions about place, and future things about commitment coming into play that are going to be very empowering for you. And it all starts with this first week with you reorganizing the way you look at yourself. You've got a lot of fresh opportunity coming in spite of the chaos you felt in relationships. So let the let your abundance, seeing your cup full, empower you, because that's going to bring in a lot of fresh changes, and it's going to help you recreate this lucky cycle that you feel like it's been missing. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Very good. Thank you so very much.
You too, girl, and glad you called in, and be sure and get back with us.
Hey, have a nice day.
Thanks, Bonnie. You guys, great show. Thank you very much.
Well, we love you calling in.
Thank you. We love you to call. Yeah.
And moving right on, again, we love you callers. So let's see. This is area code.
She's a fabulous lady.
Yeah, she sounded like she had great energy and just doubted it. But don't we all go through that period? Area code 360,
yeah.
Are you with us?
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Lori.
Hi.
Lori. Hi.
Hi, Lori.
Do you have
yeah.
a love question? Would you like a general
no.
reading? What's
no, housing. I'm in a kind of serious situation, housing-wise.
And, okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll take that. Is that okay with you, Bonnie?
Absolutely, Gary. It's yours. Go for it.
I'm going to drop these stones and put emphasis on the place stone and tell you what I see. Okay, Lori?
Thank you.
Okay.
I called you way back in the past one time, too.
Yeah. Did it help? Did I talk to you? Give you a reading?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it helpful?
Yeah.
Good, girl. I wish I could get everything. I get the darn lottery numbers.
I know. Well, I almost got them. I almost got them, and I almost had a heart attack, but the last number didn't come in.
Hey.
I thought I was going to have a heart attack when all of them were lining up. And then,
oh,
kabam, the last one was one number off.
Hey,
oh,
five out of six ain't bad. But whenever
yeah.
you say drop, Lori, whenever you say drop, Lori, I'm going to drop this stump and tell you what I see, okay? There you go. Okay, first thing I feel is relationships, contacts. You've got to talk to people. You've got to establish a new sense of relationship with people. Are they control your place, or are you out of a place right now?
They're trying to evict me, this terrible rental management place. I knew they were trying to scam me from day one, and then the housing authority, huh?
Yeah, it feels like that. And you
yeah.
said the housing authority, because the first thing I was felt is in the next week with Saturn. That means people who have authority. That means you working with people.
Right.
Authority.
I just got an attorney today at CLEAR, Northwest
yeah.
Justice Project, and she's going to help me. And then last night I also got a really good tip from a psychic that said only speak to agencies with the attorney present.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
we had a conference call
so it's
with housing
be-
that went, huh?
By the second week, this is all going to be cleared out. That's what it feels like.
2 more weeks?
Well, it feels like in the second week there's a whole bunch of luck coming back in your life because of you're following the regulations. Now,
yeah.
I can't promise you everything's going to be solved by then, but the momentum is moving.
The second week of what?
2 weeks from now. Next week and a half to two weeks.
Oh, yeah, because I have to be out by the end of the month. And I just found out today that's when they can start their real eviction proceedings, and then I'll lose my Section 8. Like, they wanted me to, and they're always saying they're going to make me homeless.
Well, you know, put it all in a bag and just
Holy
throw it
cow.
Out the window.
Yeah,
I
listened.
Deal with what you can deal with effectively. And the first thing I felt was this relationships, and it's next to Saturn.
Well,
so
the
it's
one relationship that I had with this man that I wasted years upon him, I learned that I was codependent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because
and then that woke me up.
Well, good, because this legal thing should wake you up, too, in a sense that it brings you power. Because what you've been going through is this whole tug-of-war with so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
And with love and with your commitment, mm-hmm. with job, with career.
Everything.
Expansion.
Everything.
But no, I can see all these stones are cleared up, and they've got Pluto next to them. But if you start looking at this very directly in the fact that you're not helpless. You're not helpless.
Right.
You have psychic energy. You have intuitive energy.
Right.
You're going the right way. You're getting
right.
the lawyer. You're kicking ass about this. So give yourself confidence to win.
And for all that education, I struggled to get straight A's 2 years in a row.
Oh, I know. You've got a lot of good energy. What you're doing is you're learning to get over your fear of helplessness. Because by the third and fourth week, you're going to have an explosion of good activity. And by the sixth and seventh week, you're going to be back in control of your life. And beyond this three-month period, the magic stone is saying, this is really showing you how to set a pattern in your life so you're not, so you don't feel helpless. So you don't feel like
and I'm not assertive. I'm not assertive, and I don't pay attention to my intuition. And I worked on that and went to so many churches and meditated till I was an eyeball laying in a bed meditating.
Oh,
you know?
I know. Well, give yourself balance no matter what.
I get some credit, right? I can be feel good about myself even though they want to kill me badly. Why do they want to kill me so bad? That's what I want to know.
Nobody wants to kill you. You've just got people who are jerks around you. There are jerks in this world. But
yeah, because they almost gave me a heart attack.
Yeah, well, start your day. Start your this moment. You can't change the past. Start this moment with you feeling refreshed, balanced, and activity, because you've got Mars, Neptune, and Venus all coming into play here, and it's going to help you clear out a lot of things. Above place. Start feeling lucky and listen to your Lord.
Lucky.
That's the first thing I have.
Yes, and I got a really cool tektite pendant. I got a deal on it, and they're real expensive. And it was brought to the U.S. by a guy named Lucky.
See? Read the signs. Consider yourself lucky and move forward. Now you can listen.
Yeah, they're trying to make me run out of time. And then I listened to Hollow Earth last night. Excellent program.
Okay, well, we've got a couple more callers. We're going to try.
Yeah,
and
your guys are great. Keep up the good work, man.
God bless you, girl. Remember, balance. Balance.
Yeah.
Determination. Luck.
Yeah, because I'm Libra. I'm Libra.
Good. It's right in the center. It's the first thing I said. And to all you folks, you can listen back on the archives because that's probably the best way to do it. We go fast, and if you want to rehear it, check back. This is 856. Are you there, 856?
What the problem is, trust me.
856?
By yourself with your mother without your wife around.
856?
You're better off.
Well, we're going to pass on 856. It seems like they're not connecting. So we're going to move on to area code 330. 330.
Hello,
who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Nikki.
Nikki, would you like a love question for Bonnie?
Actually, I don't know. I'm kind of confused because I have like a two-part question.
Why don't you start and we'll see who it belongs to. How does that sound?
My first question is, I'm planning to move in March. I was wondering, I was wondering if it's a good idea. It's my first question. And my other one is a love question.
Well, I'll tell you what,
Gary,
I'm going to take that.
Start.
I'll take that first question because what I do is I pull the deck of cards out. And yes, this is a good decision. Everything will line up for you. Do this. It may feel strange. You may feel uncertain about it. But things are going to line up when you take this move. It's a fresh change. It's going to help you reorganize. And it's going to help you with relationships, too. With balance and with harmony. So, yeah, it feels like I feel all go about it. And you do, too, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
Yes, sir.
So listen to your own intuition, girl.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to turn it over to Sister Bonnie.
Well, hi.
Hello.
I love your name, Nikki. So I have a friend named Nikki, and I always love that name. So please, love, love, romance, relationships, sexual issues, I'm yours.
Mhm. Okay. Well, I've been talking to this guy, about 3 weeks, maybe a week. We went on our first date last night. I felt like the energy is connecting. It was a wonderful date. He was romantic. He opened doors for me, paid for dinner, took me out to dinner, paid for that. I mean, I had absolutely amazing time last night. I was just wondering, what does our future hold for us?
Well, so did he, just to let you know. He also, they keep saying that, have you heard from him?
Yes, I heard from him this morning, and he called me after he dropped me off at my house.
Yeah, he's smitten, girlfriend. He really likes the energy you have, yes. And I say this is going to be a great thing. You know, I'm not going to look into 20 years down the road, but I am going to tell you that you're going to have the two of you. I see you both like blushing and smiling at each other. So it's kind of like, you're really taken back with him, and he's really super into you. So I'm going to tell you, and I see hearts all over the place, and then I see Valentine's Day. So we know that at least that's going to be really cool for you too. And I believe this is a romance that is going to be epic for you.
Okay.
Right. So I see fun. I see happiness. I see romance. I see he's going to be very romantic. In fact, he's the type, and they're showing me rose petals. So what that means to me is that he is going to be the romantic one leading you. So that would mean that you're going to have chocolates. He's going to bring you flowers.
Yep.
And, girlfriend, you're smitten, honey. So I see I'm starting to tingle all I'm starting to tingle all over, and I love fresh love. So that's why I do this, because I love to feel that feeling, and you are going to feel it and go with the flow, because he likes you, girl.
Yeah, I like him a lot, too, and I always tell him, you're amazing. I bring up his confidence. I tell him, you're amazing.
I just
compliment him
a
lot.
Goodness. I know he's a Leo,
and I'm a Leo, so yeah.
You need to. I love Leos. I have 9 planets, and you know, Gary, how many planets we even have. I think 8 planets, but 9, actually. So the thing is that I want to tell you that bolster his ego. He wants, the reason he does all of this for you is he wants to see that smile on your face. So when he does these things, you must gush, which I know you do, and you must tell him, as you're blushing, how much you really, really, really appreciate it. And that then he will be doing tenfold what he does now. Mm. So this is a really good thing, sister, and I would absolutely go with the flow. I think that you know this is a budding relationship, and I'm tingling, and so are you, for granted, which you don't look like and feel like the girl that will. So you are going to have a beautiful and wonderful and great Valentine's Day, girl.
Oh, that's awesome. Plus we're planning to move. My gosh, so I'm moving. He's planning to relocate with me because we live in the same state. So,
I am all for it. And I think the two of you have a long relationship to go. So I say this is going to be a great thing for you. This is something you need. You are not used to this. And this is something he needs, and he wants to be appreciated and loved. This is a good match. This is a good combo, and you two go for it.
My question, I have one more question, Bonnie. Do you see this ending in marriage?
Well, I'll tell you what. They're showing me two hearts. They're showing me a lot of flowing hearts, which means it's going to be a long time. And then I see two intertwined rings. So I don't usually do this because, I don't know if you ever heard me speak, but I tell you that if you change the energy, the outcome can change. So I can give you a reading, and you can walk out the door and decide you're going to you know, do something,
yeah.
and the energy changes. But if you stay
right.
in the same energy, yes, I do see marriage down the line, and I don't think it'll be long.
Okay. Like, how long do you think it'll be?
You know, I still think from when you move, it'll be about a year. So I do think you'll be professing your love for each other a lot sooner than that, if you haven't already on your second date or whatever. but I do see the rings intertwining, and I see the big number one. So to me, that means a year. I wouldn't want it to be a week. I wouldn't want it to be a month.
No. I was just saying, I had my heart both.
So I think you've got a great time. This one won't break your heart. So go for it. And like what you're doing. Just go with every day. Don't look for the future. As Gary will tell you, look and be happy every moment that you are with him, and that's all you can ask.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great evening, and love
you
is love.
You guys are amazing. Thank you. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you, Nikki. Thank you so much for calling in. We've got a couple more callers, and we've got about 4 minutes. So we're going to take the callers in the order they were. This is area code 215. Can you hear me, area code 215?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
Hi. How are you? My name is Jen, and I'll make it really quick so you can move on. I'm waiting for a phone call back on a second interview that I had last week.
I'm going to give this to you, Gary.
You know what I'm feeling is a couple things. First of all, you did the right thing by putting yourself out there, taking the risk, interviewing, looking for the job, and so forth. I feel like you've impressed someone, but he has to get an okay, or she has to get an okay. In fact, I'm feeling it's like an approval thing. They have to take it up to other people for some reason, get other sort of approval on it. Have you been?
Because she said I have to go back and talk to some woman, and then she said, but she was like, pretty much, I'm going to call you after the weekend.
Yeah, I feel like you'll get the call, and I feel like they're impressed with you. I just feel like there's something that they have to decide, like a committee, you know, that sort of thing. Some other people have to decide. The best thing I see for you, though, is the fact that you've taken a leap. And when you do get that call or when you do go for an interview, whether it's this person or someone else, I always suggest look that person in the eye and tell them you're the person for the job. I know you got a lot of people interviewing, but I'm the best person. I'm going to work harder. Let them remember you. Let them go in their minds, go, this is the person I want, because you sell yourself. And the first card I fell to, the Ace of Clubs, said you've done that. You've gone out. You put your energy out, your determination, so you've lined up everything the best way you can. You can't control the outcome, but be patient. And keep in mind the energy with which you went about this in the first place. That's going to help you. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Yeah, it does. Total sense.
Yeah, because you went about this with very good empowered energy and just carry that through. You've done all you can do. Visualize the call coming and visualize whether it's this or other opportunities. You're going to get the right job. You're going to get right move up. You're going to get rewarded for your efforts and your determination. And just don't settle for less in your own mind. Okay, girl?
Yes, I won't. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan. We're glad you called in. We've got just a minute. Okay, good to have you folks out. Once again, this is Gary L. Wimmer and Bonnie Alberts for Psychics Gone Wild. You can check Psychics Gone Wild and find both of us on there. Go down and check out what we do. We do readings. We're sorry we didn't get all the callers in tonight. We sure appreciate, or this afternoon, we sure appreciate you being out with us. And Bonnie, we've got 50 seconds, so tell everybody whatever you want to tell them for a good evening.
Well, you know, Gary, what I'm going to say is I love love, and love is in the airwaves. Please listen to us. Get to our website. If you want a longer reading with Gary or with me, we are both on our website, and we both do readings, and we would love to talk to you even longer. So I'm going to hand it back to you, my brother.
Thank you very much. You folks have a good evening. We're going to keep this show to an hour so we can get it on the archives. I'm going to end with my own version of Here Comes the Sun. Tune back in next week. Thank you very much.
Little darling, it feels like you.